The Trump administration has announced that it plans to pull the United States out of UNESCO, the cultural arm of the United Nations, citing in part what they consider that organization's bias against Israel and how it designates World Heritage Sites. There's also an issue with funding. The United States owes UNESCO more than $500 million. Irina Bokova is Director General of UNESCO and joins us from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
What is your reaction both to the U.S. withdrawal and the contention, which has also occurred under previous administrations, that UNESCO is biased against Israel?
Well, I would say that, of course, it's a profound regret that I learned about this news. And it is because UNESCO and the United States have a deep partnership that have been developed through the years. And particularly nowadays when we see the rise of violent extremism, of terrorism in the world, which is very much a priority for the administration, we are the agency that has been created, in fact, to prevent conflict, to sustain peace, preventing violent extremism through education, intercultural dialogue, is very high on the agenda of UNESCO nowadays.
Mm-hmm. But I want to be clear about this. The United States owes more than $500 million, I guess mostly because it stopped paying dues to the organization in 2011 to protest UNESCO's admission of Palestine as a full member. That wasn't under President Trump. That was under President Obama.
Well, this was not a deliberate decision of the administration. There were two laws that still exist, adopted in the 90s by Congress, which say that if Palestine becomes member of any organization international, it's an automatic suspension of financial contributions. So these two laws were triggered by the decision of our General Conference.
Well, I bring up the matter of the debt, though, because it seems to me any country that was paying its bills would say the United States should be thrown out of UNESCO for owing $500 million.
Well, I would say that this situation with the suspension, of course, was very unfortunate, and I have raised dozens of times this issue with the U.S. Because, of course, it is not normal that a member of a club does not pay its dues. We need this financing very strongly because we implement work and projects in the world. But at the same time, we need also the political commitment of our member states. So at least we had the political commitment. So now, of course, we are losing both. And this is really deplorable.
UNESCO must have known in July when they declared the old city in Hebron a Palestinian World Heritage Site that Israel would object because they say that Judaism has a lot of links to Hebron and that this would create problems in the United States.
One should make a difference. At UNESCO, there are different bodies. When you say UNESCO took a decision, I think the more precise will be to say that the World Heritage Committee took a decision. But on my side, I have done implement many initiatives to strengthen our ties with the Jewish people. I think if you look at the bigger picture, you will find also these important activities of the organization that I think makes it a little bit more complex just to be one-sided when you judge us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I wasn't asking if you or UNESCO were anti-Semitic. I was asking if you didn't realize in July when the Heritage Site Committee made the declaration.
Well, I personally realized it, but as I said, I'm not taking these decisions. It's the World Heritage Committee, but yeah. I did realize it.
What do you think, if this decision is permanent, what do you think the U.S. will miss by not being a member of UNESCO?
Oh, I think the U.S. Will miss a lot. It's a big loss for the United Nations family because we are part of this family. It is a big loss for multilateralism, but I believe it is also a loss for the U.S.
Irina Bokova is Director General of UNESCO. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.